Now, I've got a text message here from Fran, who says, do you think that all of the rockets and spaceships that have been sent through our atmosphere are responsible for making holes in the ozone layer? Well, Fran, we know that the major culprit for making holes in the ozone layer are chemicals called CFCs, chlorofluorocarbons. These are the things that were used in aerosols, even in asthma inhalers, but also in fridges as refrigerants. And they were used in huge amounts until the Montreal Treaty came in the late 80s to try and ban them. And what provoked that was that a group of scientists, including Brian Gardner, who appeared here on The Naked Scientists a few years back, had actually noticed this massive hole opening up over Antarctica in the mid to late 80s. And this hole actually grew to be the size of Australia at its peak. It's stopped growing. It's actually beginning to shrink a little bit now. And that's because we have stopped using these chemicals. The reason that they concentrate down in the Antarctic is because the Antarctic is an isolated continent. It's completely surrounded by ocean. And this creates something called a circumpolar current. And this has a sort of whirlpool-like effect in terms of air. And it draws in and concentrates these molecules over the Antarctic over winter when it's very dark. They then accumulate in high clouds over the Antarctic. And when the sun comes out in the following spring, the sun breaks down the CFCs and they get turned into reactive chemicals that will then react with ozone and deplete it. They're by far and away the worst culprit. We don't send enough rockets and spaceships up into space to make a huge difference, I wouldn't have thought, in the grand scheme of things. So I think, although we have to be environmentally conscious, I think the benefit of sending rockets into space in terms of what they can do for satellites and furthering research is far greater than the small bit of damage they might make to the ozone layer. So I think on the whole, probably not, probably more a man-made anthropogenic problem. But great question. Thank you for that.